Live on A&E, it's the Fall Fashion Spectacular, sponsored by Target, Citgo, Walgreens, and Miller Lite. Featuring fashions of the newest and hottest. We're about to go live to the floor, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what the judges think of the fall fashions.
Hello. Well, here you see Hannah wearing a vest and nothing else. I can't believe the underpants are out of style this fall. And with the obesity rate of Americans, I would really hope that they would start putting on some undergarments. Don't you, Hannah?
I think it's so out of fashion that it's in fashion.
Interesting point. What do you think, Charlie Dubly?
Well, I especially enjoy the raviolis on that.
Okay, we're not talking about craft services. So, what do you think about Georgia? Come on, walking down the runway right now.
Personally, I like the use of coconuts as a bra.
Yeah, it's very autumn, I think. And then the tight pants really, they signify a warm fireplace.
The garden hose as a belt is a great accessory.
Yes, it's very homey. As in, like, you're at home, not like the clown.
When I was in my shower last night, I couldn't get any hot water.
Yes, who is this, by the way?
Budget cuts.
Okay.
Just a homeless man we found on the streets.
Are they going to feed us after this?
Oh, speaking of budget cuts, here comes the latest by Marc Jacobs, our Naomi.
The twist ties tied together to make pants, very interesting choice.
Yeah. Yes, they must be a little bit drafty. Mark, why did you go for the twist ties?
Well, I love twisties, and I think it expresses the soul of a woman.
Okay.
I hate to cut in, but it's time for a commercial break from all of our fine, fine sponsors.
Come into Olive Garden for all you can eat breadsticks and soup on Fridays. Bam, bam, bam,
bam. This fall, from the creators of some shitty show with 90s actors you forgot about, and probably a reality show, comes Doof. And now back to the A&E Fall Fashion Show, brought to you by DiGiorno Pizza. Let's go to the floor.
Yeah, so now coming down the It's Not Delivery runway, we have Charlie wearing a nice, it's actually made out of leaves, his blazer. And that's very fall, and it's very crunchy. You can tell that Charlie is a vegan. He doesn't eat animal parts.
Indeed, and just to drive home the point, he's carrying a rake made out of leaves.
Yes, and on his t-shirt, it says, I'm a vegan. Very nice, Charlie. We couldn't tell.
I thought my leg was bleeding, but I sat in my pizza.
Okay, if you point your attention to the ExxonMobil stage, we're actually having a show by Rihanna right now.
That's a hot.
Okay, calm down. Rihanna, on the other hand, not a virgin. She's been known to eat knuckle sandwiches.
Well, let's let the judges compose themselves. Let's get a quick word from our celebrity guest judge up in the post box, Mr. Lenny Kravitz.
How you guys doing out there?
Hey, that's my boy Lenny Kravitz. It's me, Pauly Shore, buddy. We's in the juice. What do you say, Lenny? What do you think of these hot babes?
I'm Lenny Kravitz. I'm going to screw all of them.
Chilling with the Whipzel, buddy. So, Lenny, you think there's a spot for me in the new Hunger Games movie, buddy?
No.
All right, back to you, announcer man.
Well, next up, we've got the last and final lineup coming straight from the Walmart Sit Go Burger King lineup of this fall's hottest fashion. Let's see what the judges have to say of our next supermodels.
Very, very bold choice using nothing but ketchup packets.
Oh, Christ. Shoot me in the fucking head. Oh, is my mic on? Oh, cock. I'm sorry.
Where?
Nowhere here. Not for you, honey.
I'll suck whatever you need me to get a ride on a bus.
Seriously,
back
he's still
home.
Here.
He's still here.
Honestly.
You can't give him access to the craft services table and expect him to leave anytime soon.
I thought you let him in.
No, it wasn't me.
Jesus Christ.
I need a ride.
Uber is your friend, sir.
And that's going to do it for this year's A&E Fall Fashion Spectacular.
Yes, people are wearing clothes. People are looking, clapping. People are very skinny. Go fuck yourselves. Goodbye. Hey, I'm Effers. Welcome back to another episode of Pierce. My name's Marty, and with me always is my friend Larry.
How's it going, party people?
This other dude, Engineer Denny. So, Larry, what have you been up to lately?
About 240.
What is there an echo in here or something? I think there's a bat flying around. Do you have a tennis racket?
Whatever it is, I do want to hit it.
Yeah, we probably should. A bug zapper, maybe, or something?
Did a bug zapper tennis racket?
It's a burping bat, so we need a burping bug zapper.
It's full of gas, whatever it is. Full of hot air.
Obviously, yeah. It's
annoying, whatever it is.
Some apparition over in the corner speaking unintelligibly.
It can't get to the point.
Around. Oh, it must be Ryan!
Yes!
Hey, Ryan!
This is how we do it.
All that for that.
How we do it?
This is how we do it.
How?
That's not an explanation, just saying it in a
different
way.
Yeah, you can't just say,
this is how we do it. It's podcast night, and I feel all right.
Okay, you told us what it is, but you haven't said how you do it.
Well, you do it with someone that you love. You lay her down on a bed of roses.
Okay. That's why I pay.
But
so I don't have to love.
But how?
Birds and the bees time?
I don't think he understands the question.
I don't think so. He's bringing up two various animals and insects.
So what's new with you, Ryan, besides doing it in a non-specific way?
Well,
flailing,
I'm just excited.
Okay. What are you excited about?
I've had another $1 million idea.
Okay.
Ooh.
Are you guys ready?
I am ready to be rich.
Okay. I was sitting there and I was thinking.
Whoa. Before you start, I'm sorry to interrupt. Is this $1 million idea or $1 billion idea? Because you know how we feel about $1 million ideas.
Yeah. It's what we use to wipe our ass with the billion
after
dollar
after we've
ideas.
Shit out the yeah. billion dollar
Oh,
ideas.
I'm sorry. Did I say million? I meant
you did.
Gajillion.
That's not even a real number.
I think you made that up.
Yeah. How many zeros are in a gajillion?
Clearly, there's 19.
No, 19 is a hectillion.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought if I picked a big word, I could stump you, Marty.
Should have gone with something realistic like a trillion or a Brazilian.
I thought that by starting this podcast with a 90s hip-hop song, I might actually get somewhere with you guys. You guys are with
my
the hippity-hoppity.
So you can come in with the lasers
I
afterwards.
Thought I could disable
and
your
you,
shields.
You're not disabling
you
my shields.
Pick 90s hip-hop. You pick 90s R&B.
It's hip-hop
totally
R&B.
Different.
It's almost the tail end of New Jack, I would say.
God bless it.
What's your idea, Ryan?
All right. So you know how there's movie trailers whenever you go to a movie before a movie starts? They're about a minute long.
No, I show up 20 minutes late to movies.
Movies? What are those?
Talking pictures.
Ah, okay. The talkies.
So there's these things called trailers before a movie.
That's what the movie stars sleep in, mm-hmm. in between scenes.
Well, I was standing outside of a movie theater and I was listening to people as they left. Okay.
That's not creepy.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus. Is this something you do often?
Well, I had the thought as I don't want to answer that question.
Okay.
So they're walking away and I'm listening to their speech.
Following them?
Yes. Wait. I mean, I'm standing there.
Because, I mean, pictures you can only hear so much of their speech if they're walking by you.
You're like, and then I spent $1.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
God. This is another reason why I need...
Why do you come here every week?
I need to stop telling you guys what I do outside of this place.
What's funny is I feel like he was more prepared than he was every other week, too.
But it all fell apart.
We got him to that point. Okay, what's your damn idea? What's your damned idea?
My idea is a trailer that's the first minute and a half of the movie, okay?
So kind of like a playable demo?
Yeah. That's okay. A great way to put it. So you're watching the trailer and you see the two action heroes in the screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got your left and your right guy and they're both holding up their pistols and they're like, God damn it. We need to find this man in black.
So you've got
shoot him dead.
So it's like you've got Bruce Willis and Andy Dick.
No, mm-hmm. Andy Dick.
Those are the two biggest movie stars ever.
Ever.
Okay, fine.
Whatever. Action stars at that.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Die Hard and...
Movie stars in general, because action movies are by far the best movies ever made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why they win the Academy Awards every year.
Yeah.
Expendables 2. Well-deserved. Okay, so you've got your two action heroes in your shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going through them like, we gotta find that motherfucker. Sorry, Mom, I was going to try not to swear, but I did. I'm sorry. So they're like, we got to find that beeper. And then you pan back and there's a great car chase sequence with our two heroes, right? And then there's an explosion and the car does cartwheels, but they're okay. No. The whole thing is backed up by a thrilling hip hop song. And the next thing you know, there's another explosion, and they get out of the car, and they're like, God, there's a lot of explosions. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Oh, Larry.
Huh?
Is there any more popcorn left?
Yeah. Oh, I made an extra batch, yeah.
So the last shot of the trailer.
Hashtag Ryan is boring. Send.
One of the heroes looks into the camera and he's like, oh my God. Trailer ends.
Okay.
That's it.
That...
And then they say, this fall, you'll see what happens. And when you see the movie, they start the movie from the beginning of the trailer. So it's like you got to see the first minute and a half in the trailer. But as soon as that minute and a half goes by and he goes, oh my God. Our two heroes get their heads blown off, and it's just...
And that's it.
It's like a hostile
You paid $12, and now it's done.
Got ripped off.
Okay, that could work, but I have a different idea. I'll take that and spin it in a different yarn.
How could you even know what I was saying? Because you were sleeping.
He's multitasking.
And you were Twittering.
I was on my Twitter machine, yeah.
The sad part about this whole thing is I was so dedicated to this idea that I wrote it in my phone and I was ready to call the guy that made Predator, Commando, and Total Recall, all
Part
three
four.
Of them.
I think that the same guy didn't make those, but okay, continue.
And I wanted him to make another Oscar-winning action film for me.
Well, let me pivot on that and point it in a different direction. How about same starting premise? Same exciting action-packed thing. You see the two guys, they're doing blah, 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 whatever the hell you said, man. Just get to the damn point when you're explaining stuff. But, okay, so you get into the car chase, the fifth car chase, I think it was, and you zoom in.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Now, what's the biggest thing in the world right now? I'll tell you before you answer, because that was a rhetorical question. Microtransactions.
Hmm.
Pay a dollar to continue the movie.
Ooh.
By the time the movie's done, you've paid $25.
You know what's... You're right. You know what's awesome, though? When you release it on DVD? DLC.
Exactly.
DVD DLC.
On my DVR.
DLDVC.
DVD DLC on my DVR.
OMG!
Okay. If there's anything I've learned in my market research, people love acronyms. They love them.
True.
And the less they understand them, the more they love them.
Exactly.
So you can actually have movies be free to play or free to watch, mm-hmm. where it's free to get into the theater. You don't pay anything for the ticket, but when you sit down, you get to a certain point in the movie. If you don't pay, you have to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wow.
Even better. You can watch the movie for free, mm-hmm. and you can see the love scene. But it's with Kathy Bates.
Oh.
But for a couple extra dollars,
yeah,
you can upgrade.
To Jennifer Lopez.
Exactly.
Sure. And then for a couple more dollars, you can get somebody you'd actually want to see. Naked.
Yes.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well.
I love my wife.
That could work. We're going to hang that up on the coat rack. Speaking of loving your wife, I do have to say,
yeah,
happy anniversary to my wife. It is within the next 3 months. I'm not exactly sure when, but yes, she is probably my fourth favorite woman in the entire world.
What's your number one?
Queen Elizabeth, of course.
Mm,
God save the queen.
I mean, I'm loyal to the crown, sir.
I am too, but it's Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, you're American. I'm English.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Who saw that coming with Queen Latifah, by the way?
Becoming, like, a comedic actress?
Yeah, I was going to say that Taxi movie with Jimmy Fallon, but yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that wasn't a comedy. I forgot.
No.
I don't know what that was, but it was
but anyway,
not a
yes,
comedy.
Honey, happy whatever anniversary-eth this is. Happiest
happy.
Number of anniversary.
Do you know what today yeah. is?
You are it's my favorite, most important number fourth person woman in the entire world to me.
Number one today.
Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, I can't remember the second one, but the third one is that lady that always gets my Starbucks order right.
Ah, that's yeah. important.
No, she's great.
No.
The chick at, was it Earth Sense? Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, Earth Sense closed down.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I go to Starbucks now.
Hmm.
Sometimes right Tim Hortons, but it's the same lady works at both of them. Just depends on the shift, but yeah. So to my number four, I love you, honey, for this past however many years we've been married, and our anniversary is within the next couple months, I think. But I just want to get out of the way. So I don't
ballpark
forget.
Figure.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Love is
at least you remembered.
You know what they say, love is blind. Spoken from the Two Master.
Such a romantic.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to say words because I feel like I'm going to get shot down.
Oh,
it's finally working.
I'm just the head nodder now,
which makes for interesting podcasting.
Yay.
Fit in with Daryl Evans bobblehead.
So
just me and him saying, well, yep.
I did just get back from a trip too. I don't know if you want to talk about that or not, but
yeah, of course. Oh, okay.
Went to San Francisco.
Wow.
SF
Bay City. From
yeah.
Beer City to Bay City.
Yeah, the bay, the good side of the bay, not the post-apocalyptic,
scary, yeah.
Crazy part of the bay. Yeah, San Francisco is cool stuff. And I'm going to give you the insider's guide to San Francisco real quick, because
okay.
I know Ryan wants to take a break, so he's probably got to pee.
He's probably got Texas wife.
Probably. Keep her up to date. But yeah, quick guide. The things I learned in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
go to Fisherman's Wharf.
Absolutely. I love
Pier 39. Well, Fisherman's Wharf's kind of a tourist trap, but, you know.
It's good, though.
You got to go to Ripley's Believe It or Not. And not inside, but around in the back by the trash can.
Okay.
The one with the blue spray paint, not the red. And you got to talk to Paul and ask him for the Joe Montana. He'll hand you a slip of paper. You put that in your mouth, and you'll start to see Jesus.
Ooh.
And you hop on the trolley car up to Chinatown. And you go into this place called Fu Yang Chung.
Okay.
Get the 75-minute foot massage.
Foot massage.
It's not really a foot massage. What they'll do is they'll put you in an ice cold bath.
Okay.
And just give you more acid.
Cool.
So then you go up to Hate, and you can sleep there in a plastic bag. Yeah. Hate.
I love it.
Over by Ashbury, yeah. And, you know, the counterculture, but you don't want to hang out with the hippies. They're all on acid and shit, and you just want to be on acid by yourself. So you want to go in the park, sleep under the curly tree.
Okay.
Now, if you're there for 6 hours, a man and his scruffy dog, I don't know what the man's name is, but the dog's name is Jose, and the dog will give you the name of a great taco place to eat at. And that's San Francisco, basically in a nutshell. So those are Marty's travel tips.
I'll tell you what.
Those are free.
That taco stand, Ruff's, very, very, 4 stars on Yelp.
Yeah. 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 And 5 stars on ARF.
Mm.
Nice. Well, now I know what I want to do the next time my wife frees me. I mean, lets me places I go.
Yeah. Well.
Love you guys.
Do you think you can go farther than Kalamazoo this time or? Yeah. Well, stay tuned next week for Ryan's Kalamazoo travel tips. And on that note, let's take a break. We come back, we'll do stuff. If you're going to San Francisco, and welcome back to another episode of Beer Shitty Space Dicks. Segment 2.
The Dose.
Hey, we always do Ryan's advice, but Larry's been studying a lot lately.
Yeah.
He's been going to fucking law school, dude. Mm-hmm.
Why did you start going to law school?
To become a lawyer.
Well, yeah. Not for the fun.
To become a trash man, Ryan. I wanted to get in the refuse business.
Definitely not for the babes.
No.
Well, what made you want to be a lawyer? That's what I'm asking.
Multiple arrests. You know?
Yeah.
I want to be able to fight my way out.
Yeah, it is nice to be able to represent yourself and, you know, not be a complete lunatic. Like
yeah. Well, like the last 7 times.
Like if Theodore Kaczynski.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd stop fighting people at malls, maybe you wouldn't end up in jail so often there, buddy.
People at malls are dicks.
They deserve it.
I'll vouch for them there.
Well, specifically KB Toys.
But look, I got to pick on people my own size.
That's true.
Anyway,
why would you pick a fight with somebody you'd lose against?
Yeah, that's just dumb. I could take a 10-year-old.
Yeah. What? Pick on like a 30-year-old?
No. I mean, a 26-year-old is in the prime of his life? No. Yeah.
Maybe if it's a woman, but other than that,
That's even iffy.
Yeah, that's pretty iffy. They have big purses.
Sharp elbows.
So anyway, we always get, and it's a coincidence, because we always get just bags and bags and bags full of mail asking for legal advice.
We should send it to the right address, but hey.
Well, you know, I mean, they usually send it to the vacant street up the, or vacant house up the street, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. what I meant to say. But we just go up there and empty out the mailbox, and it's all good.
Completely legal.
We don't want to give,
I'll let you know.
We don't want to give our own address away. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, do you want the fans of this show showing up to your place?
Oh, my.
Me neither.
They stink.
They're idiots. The whole lot of them. So anyway, let's read some law advice questions.
Bring it on.
From the general population. Ryan, you got one over there?
Yeah, I had one here. Hold on just a second.
Oh, wow. Ryan, Mr. Dead Air, looking for a letter there.
All right. This is from Junko Jeans. I guess he just decided to name himself after his AOL.com.
Well, that whole bag is from Junko. So,
well,
guy's a lunatic.
Just grab one at random and read it. They probably all say the same thing.
It says, "Dear Larry, I've been stalking you. It's week 2. I see that you're studying law, so I have to ask, are you going to report me, and what are the legal ramifications? I love you, XOXO, Junko."
As of now, I can't. Technically, you haven't set foot on my property. But that is not an invite to do so. I will hit you, and then I'll give you a restraining order.
Huh. Hmm. The more you know. Marty, do you have anything?
Yeah, I've got a letter over here from Trudy. She says, "I just went to a sandwich shop and got a panini, and I paid them money. Did they press charges?"
No, they pressed the sandwich. That's how a panini is made.
Then they charged her money, I think, is what she's getting at.
Oh.
So did they press charges?
Yeah, I think technically they would have. It's a press sandwich, and they charged you for it.
Yeah. Okay, well, and it has a PS. If so, what can I do to defend myself?
Get extra pickle. A little mustard on that.
Okay, and that's like a legal maneuver, like a loophole?
No, but it is delicious.
That's true. Yeah, good. Okay, Trudy, just get extra pickle next time. If they're going to press charges, I mean, just don't eat the sandwich, I guess.
Yeah.
Save a bite for evidence.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Got another letter here.
All right.
Let's see. This is from Skylar. He is a fan from Chicago.
With a dumb name.
Yeah.
Skylar.
Hey, Skylar. All right, dude. Skylar says, "Dear Larry, I'm a huge fan, and I dig that you're into law now, so I thought I'd ask. My favorite thing to do on my off time is to run over construction cone zone cones."
Mm. As opposed to what other kind of construction cone cones?
Well, there's ice cream cones.
Ah, yeah.
There's Madonna's cones.
My favorite.
There's construction zones. I love how we're always topical to 1993. Yeah.
And there's scones,
mm-hmm. which are British cones.
Yeah.
Anyway,
those are plural cones.
He likes to hit the cones. Says something here about video games, but anyway, he wants to ask what could happen if he's caught hitting construction zone cones legally?
Legally speaking, he could be responsible for the price of the cones.
How much are construction cones?
It depends of whether or not they're in season.
Okay. So what's the average market price of a construction cone?
If we're talking in season, we're talking $20 a piece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you hit a good stretch. You're out a couple $100.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. That's in season. You go out of season, the price on those suckers, they increase $35. Ooh. Maybe up to $35 a cone.
I need to get into that racket. I need to get myself a construction cone sniffing pig.
Do you know what the rarest day, the cone collector's day of construction zone cones is?
What?
Martin Luther King Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Well, he did have a dream.
that no construction zone cone would get blasted by a Ford Escort across the highway.
Also, something about equal rights or whatever.
Well, yeah, you got to take a right to hit the cone.
It's actually who I was named after.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so I got another question. Okay, this one comes from John. John's starting his own business.
Oh, okay.
It's a hooker business.
Okay.
But he says that since Uber can do, like, taxi cab,
mm-hmm.
but not be licensed for that because they're a ride sharing, can he open up and incorporate into a sex sharing business?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Legally.
Legally, you can.
That is a good idea.
You're sharing.
Okay.
Swinger parties.
And no money is exchanging hands at the actual event. No. It all goes through.
There's things being exchanged by hand.
He says he's thinking of using the name Tuber.
I'm not sure I'm very high on the name.
No. Are you very high at all?
Usually.
Okay.
I would go with Boober.
But what about girls that want to find guys?
Hmm.
Tubes can be a penis and a vagina.
True. Luber. Works both ways.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. You heard it there, whatever your name was.
I gotta say, you are pretty fucking good at this legal stuff, man.
Yeah.
Hey, he's been in law school for a week and a half.
Yeah,
he damn well ought to be.
Well, not technically in school. It's Phoenix, so it's online.
Oh, I thought you were going to the University of Omaha.
That's where I get my steaks.
Ah.
I know, it's a little confusing. I got a lot of things going on. Sure, it's hard to keep it all straight.
If I ever get a divorce, I'll come to you.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
This next one is
from... Or a second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Till death do we part?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one's from Reginald. He says... let's see. His handwriting is really...
Damn
really
it, Reginald, crude. Get your shit together.
I have, or it's either half or have.
It's probably have.
No, yeah. I'll go with that. I have sex, lots of X's, with dog. Cops? Question mark?
Well... It's not illegal to play a saxophone to a dog, as far as I know.
Yeah.
They don't like it. Absolutely.
But what if you play a sax with multiple X's? Isn't that illegal in any capacity?
It's extreme.
Or is that one of those wacky laws that they don't enforce anymore?
It's like one of those blue laws.
Yeah, like in Kentucky, you can't walk down the street with an alligator on Friday.
Yeah, but it's a saxophone, so it's technically a blues law.
Okay,
I'm sure. Guys, I hate to cut you off. On the back of this...
Why are you making a whack off? I'm sorry, this is a podcast, so you can't see it, but Ryan definitely made a fist.
Yeah.
And he held it at an angle.
As you would.
As if he were...
Well,
trying to clean.
Before you turn it into another one of Marty's rag on Ryan moments,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to invent my own, hey, get everybody's attention moan.
That'll get people's attention.
That seems like it got everybody to look
sure
over here.
Did. Okay.
So let me.
It's yours. Okay. Hammer away, sir.
So anyway. You guys had sax, like a saxophone.
Right.
Dude, okay. I have sax all the time.
I'm looking at the back of the envelope right now, and there's mm-hmm. a picture of a man and his dog, and his dog looks like it's right on his midsection.
Uh-huh. Well,
I don't think he was talking
about... No,
that's
where you rest your saxophone when you play.
There's right. no music notes.
It's a lap dog, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, you don't...
Clearly.
You don't
Maybe
see...
Maybe you're right.
When's the last time you took a picture of yourself playing an instrument?
Yesterday.
Did you see music notes in it?
No.
Because here you go. I mean, it just, the music notes aren't visible.
It's only in cartoons that the yeah. music notes show up.
Yeah.
I live in a Mel.
We've had this discussion before.
I live in a Mel Blanc
if
world.
If it looks like a coloring book, it's a cartoon. If it looks like a picture, it's real life. Coloring
it
book, cartoon.
Yeah.
Picture your life.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay, man. Are you going to eat that snack that your wife left for you or what?
That's my Lunchable.
I know. Okay, I've got another question.
Yes.
For Larry.
Fire away.
It just says DUI, mayo or no mayo?
DUI. So we're going with a duck.
Uterus.
Duck uterus.
Yes, duck uterus.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
It's a popular Chinese cuisine.
So, no, I would say no to the mayo.
Okay.
That's kind of white trashy, really.
Go with the aioli.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's You guys, that letter, if you look at the back, it's from Florida. It's dolphins under investigation.
Oh. Yeah, well, yeah.
Florida law is way weird.
See, I haven't been to law school, so don't take this as legal advice, but if you're making a tuna fish sandwich and there accidentally, air quotes, happens to have some dolphin get in there, air quotes,
you're lucky.
You definitely want mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get the people that make quote-unquote tuna dolphin salad and put, like, relish and mustard in
there. No, that's disgusting.
No.
Little celery is good. I like a little celery. It gives a little crunch.
I don't even want crunch.
No?
Nah, just fucking straight up meat and sauce.
The mayo brings out the subtlety of the dolphin.
Yeah. It's a good... And it compensates for the dryness of the meat.
I've always heard that dolphins taste like carrots.
No, that's the blowhole.
Don't just say, if the can says dolphin safe, you're doing it wrong.
That means, yeah.
Oh, here comes
Express mail.
Wait, it's the mailman. He's got something special.
Sounds like he's got Parkinson's.
Actually,
most mailmen do.
Actually, he was having a stroke. Your wife's holding his head up downstairs.
That's what she says.
We got our last letter for Larry's legal advice right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Last letter, Larry's legal loogie.
Advice.
Licorice lollipop.
Liquor. There's going to be a lot of liquor consumed.
All right. Well, this is actually... Sorry. I'm not on the same intellectual level of the person that penned this fine letter.
You are Ed McMahon to our Johnny Carsons. It's okay.
Hoo-ah!
What?
No, that's Al Pacino.
Shit. Hey-oh! That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, there you go.
You All are right. correct!
This is from Bob. He's from Flint. Oh, he's semi-local. Nice. Bob from Flint says... Dearest Larry, I am a massive fan of you and your work, sir. Thank you for your contributions to the public.
Bob from Flint.
No, he is. I said, who isn't a major fan
of your work? I say I misheard.
Sorry, continue. Yeah.
There's even that weird guy on Reddit that we don't know that was like, hey, where's Larry been?
Remember I was like, guy? I was on the show, you idiot.
That guy's awesome.
I heard
you edited most of yourself out, but that's for another podcast.
I heard that you were taking up the side job of legal advisor.
How did he hear that? You just started a week and a half ago.
Actually, you know,
we haven't
really
done a podcast
under protest.
In 2 weeks. Sorry, Ryan. I don't know.
Are
I
you
guess
talking?
Word travels fast, Flint.
As a consummate fan of you, Lawrence, I wanted to tell you that I am very happy to hear about your endeavors. And
he called
I wish
me Larry
you best.
And Lawrence in the same letter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He wants to be your friend and professional.
Ooh.
Professional what?
I don't know. Well, we'll continue.
Luber. Okay.
To get to the point, Larry, I have some things that I want to ask of you.
That'll happen.
As a grown 46-year-old man who works at Best Buy, I do have an issue. I tend to poop myself quite a bit.
Okay.
This summer, I was riding the Magnum, my favorite ride. There's a little smiley face with a drawing of
what appears to be
a bird.
Magnum can mean multiple things. It's a malt liquor.
Yeah.
It's a condom. It's a gun. Which one of those was he riding?
Well... Next to the little bird that he drew by the smiley face is a picture of a roller coaster that he stapled onto the letter. See?
Oh, okay. I guess it's a roller coaster.
Hmm.
Sorry.
I was hoping it was the malt liquor. Because I'm an expert there.
Before I rode the Magnum for the last time that day, I screamed giddily, almost like a swine.
Giddily?
I don't think that's a word, dude, from Flint.
Well, in all fairness, he works at Best Buy and draws pictures.
This is true.
And then realized that the Taco Bell that I had on the way to Sandusky caught up to me and shat myself.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, if I dispose of my adult diapers in a public trash can,
uh-huh,
can I be fined?
Absolutely not. I mean, where else are you going to put your adult diaper after it's been soiled?
Yeah, nobody's going to find your diapers.
Who's
in the trash
digging
can
through this trash?
You know, I have to say,
sorry, poop inspector.
Of all the pictures that I've seen, because of all our fan letters, there always seems to be those nice pencil draw, almost like they're prisoners. I feel like all our fans are prisoners. Anyway, at the bottom of this envelope specifically, there's a picture of a little girl squeezing her nose and a grown man with what appears to be suspenders throwing what appears to be a stinky diaper into a trash can.
You should enter that into Art Prize.
Yeah.
Local humor. Okay.
If you're playing the drinking game, Marty was just disqualified from this episode.
Hey, that was Larry's legal advice, everybody.
Let's never do that again.
Pretty fantastic. if you guys have questions, I know along with Larry's burgeoning legal career, Ryan is practicing to be a street performer.
Yep.
With the monkey and the accordion. And I am trained to be a ballerina. So if you have questions, go ahead and send them to that vacant house up the street. It's
Marty, and stop eating that sandpaper.
Zip code.
Get that out of your mouth.
Engineer Denny has really got to fix these mic issues.
Anyway, that's where you're going to send your questions to. So we look forward to hearing from you. We're going to take a break because I need to find a bottle opener. When we get back,
yeah,
let's play a game.
Super.
Sarah was completely wasting.
And we're back. That was probably the sweetest air instrument band ever.
They'll see it on the podcast.
Yeah, Ryan on guitar, Larry on bass, and me on vocals.
Dave.
Bitchin'.
Engineer Denny on drums.
Yeah. He's kind of the near...
Engineer near. Denny... No, he was playing air triangle, which I guess counts. It's all percussion.
It's percussion.
Yeah. But there's no triangle in that song, so he didn't really do anything.
He was waiting, though. Patiently waiting.
Okay, we're back!
Yeah.
You guys want to play a game?
Yeah!
Let's play a game.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
Let's throw Larry in the hot seat.
Okay.
We don't have a name for this game, but you've seen it before. If you've ever seen any improv, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
All those other improv shows on TV. The popular ones like Third Rock from the Sun. And X-Files.
The Today Show.
Home Improvement.
No.
Cribs.
Step by Step.
I get to be Wilson if we're doing Home Improvement, by the way. Okay, games!
Right on.
All right, what's going to happen is Ryan and I are going to be wrestlers. We have names. We know what those names are, but we're going to give them to the other person. Mm. So I have got a list of names for Ryan. Ryan has a list of names for me. Larry doesn't know any of the names, and he's going to try to figure them out.
Indeed.
While he's interviewing us as wrestlers. So, drum roll, please. Let's have Ryan pick out his name that I came up for him. He is digging in the pail. Okay. Now, I'm going to pick one of Ryan's names that he made for me. Hear that? That's the sound of Engineer Denny.
Using the hopper.
Yeah.
Get off that thing, you lazy hopper. Bitch.
Let's see what I've got. Now, we're going to have to somehow... I'm showing Ryan right now. We're going to have to somehow give Larry clues to these names, and he's going to have to try to figure them out. We can't say any word or root word that is in these names, because that would just make it too fucking easy. So,
okay.
Without further ado, here is the wrestling interview, and we will take it to your host, Larry.
The Loud Grave Digger versus the Squeaky Burrito.
Hi, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This Sunday night, big match, Saginaw Civic Center. And I have one of the competitors here with me right now. What is your beef with your opponent?
Hi! Hi, I'm here to face him! You know what I mean, man?
What is up with your voice?
It's a little high. It's. I blew it in my hot topic. Who's this guy over here? He's got a funny face. I beat you.
So, Mr. Soprano Man, if that is your real name,
you're telling me I got a funny face? I'll put you 6 feet in the fucking ground, sir.
Hold on, save it for the pay-per-view!
This guy's breath, he smells like a chalupa! Bastard! Wrap me in cheese, motherfucker!
At some point, have you received testicular trauma?
You come after me, brother! I'll have you pushing up daisies!
You? Close. Oh.
I'm gonna bash you over that with my fucking shovel, brother!
Are you the Undertaker?
No.
Ooh, man. The Gravedigger!
You're getting closer, my friend!
You all get back to later. I'm close here, I'm zooming in. Okay. When you're not...
You might be right about that, but you gotta be more specific, bro!
Okay, he's a grave digger. The
and not just any!
I'm getting repulsed by this man's breath!
Okay. His breath. All
at
right.
Least I'll put taco sauce on that shit, bitch!
Leave me alone, is it?
You're Mexican. We know that.
See? See? I burnt my finger!
I'm gonna put you in the cold, cold earth!
Leave me alone!
You will not die quietly!
You're mean! Don't point it to me, Larry!
Come on, man! You should have it by now, bro!
You're the...
See?
Am I not speaking at a high enough volume?
You're the... I have lost control of this interview, ladies and gentlemen. These two cannot wait to get at each other's throats. The...
Say my name!
Say my name! Say my name!
Say my name first!
You're the Loud Grave Digger.
Yes!
Yes! The Loud Grave Digger, one-on-one, versus...
See?
The high-pitched Mexican.
Tadas.
See, sort of.
You broke character, brother.
The fourth wall has come down tonight at the pay-per-view.
Not at worst. I get to mature for a second.
You are the childless Mexican. You are the...
I'm going to eat you up and spit you out.
The...
So, no, I don't want that.
I'm trying to help you out.
I sent us such a spices.
I'm going to fucking wrap you up and take you out.
You are the loud taco. The...
So close, my friend.
He's not as loud as me. He's more shrill.
The shrill burrito. The
I can't say the word, brother.
See?
The obnoxious burrito.
Real close.
No.
The screaming burrito.
You better put some oil on that fucking thing.
The squeaky burrito. One-on-one versus the loud grave digger. This Sunday, Saginaw Civic. Be there.
Be there, brother.
Damn.
Wow.
That was really good.
Thank you.
I'm sweating.
I think you burst a nut doing that.
I'm surprised you're still talking.
You're tomorrow you're gonna try to talk and nothing's gonna come out. And I'm gonna wish I was there for that final moment where you can't speak.
And your wife's gonna say, "Why can't you talk? Were you with somebody else?" You'll be like, "Honey,
squeaky burrito."
Pretty much.
Yep.
Did it all for the podcast.
See, he did. He left it.
So left you it can all take that podcast
and stick it in your
whatever
Stitcher.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
Should we do another round?
Dude, I don't know if I could take
that's pretty
round.
Intense. Holy shit.
I don't know if the general public
would want to put up with that.
Could take another round.
Yeah.
But there's always more BCS to come.
True.
Leave them wanting more.
Exactly. That's the way to do it. You can find us at bcspod.com, Beer City Spaceship on Facebook.
Or if you like to listen to me and Marty talk, you can also check out our new podcast, Game Genies.
I never signed up for that.
You have no choice. You're doing it.
You may or may not hear me on Game Genies. Hmm. Talk, goddammit.
Well, I
yeah, sure. You have so much on your mind. You invented another podcast.
For those not watching, Ryan just made a facial expression, took a big breath, and
nothing.
Totally could not perform in front of the microphone.
Well, truthfully, though, I'm excited about another podcast that we started, a little side project, a little side special. Thing. If you like video games, me and Marty talk about them on another show. If you don't like video games,
come over to
us.
My house. We'll talk about something else.
There you go.
But that's about it.
I might be on that podcast.
Okay. Go for it. I think that's it. Thanks, guys.
More to come on that soon. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Beer City Spaceship. Bye.